You may believe that God's promise of emotional healing is too good to be true. You might even find it hard to believe. Yet the Bible is clear. God does heal damaged emotions. He mends the broken heart. God is full of compassion and love. He desires to deal with the pain in your life. He wants to drain away all the sinful, negative emotions that plague your life. He wants to touch you at your great point of need. This is His purpose for your life. He longs for you to experience this personally. God wants to heal you. You must seek Him and trust Him. And you may be thinking, how do I know that I can trust Him for emotional healing? How can I be sure about this? Well, you must trust Him. You must have faith that He is who He says He is, that He will do what He has promised to do. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. A person's faith is built up by the Word of God. Through the Word of God, a person's faith grows and increases. As a person is exposed to, as a person reads and studies and applies the Word of God, that person's faith will grow. This is true for salvation. It is by hearing the good news of Jesus. It is by hearing the Word of God that we have the faith to be saved. But it's also true of the faith for healing. The faith for healing comes from the Word of God. The Word of God builds your faith to receive the healing of God in your life. The Word of God provides several reasons why you can trust God for emotional healing. And today I want you to hear these truths, to receive these truths, to cling to them, to let them increase your faith to believe God for emotional healing. The first truth that the Word of God gives us to trust God for emotional healing is that God has revealed Himself as the healer of the brokenhearted. The Word of God is clear and definite. God is the healer of the brokenhearted. He touches and restores damaged emotions. God has revealed Himself as the healer. He has made this known about Himself. This is part of His character. It is one of His ways. It is the heart of God, the passion of God to heal those who are emotionally wounded. The Word of God says in Exodus 15:26, and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Our God tells us that He is the Lord who heals us. And this literally means, I am the Lord who has healed, I am healing, and I will heal. It is the very nature of God to heal. And that's not just physically, but also emotionally. The Word of God says in Psalm 147:3, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. God declares that He is the one who can deal with our emotional pain. He is the one that can heal our pain, drain away the hurt and the resentment and the unforgiveness, and help us to cultivate godly, positive emotions in our life. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. God is near to those who have a broken heart. He is very sensitive to the wounds and the pain that people experience. Psalm 103:8-13, the Bible says in verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. Verse 13 says, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him. Oh, how the Word of God today tells us that our God is full of mercy, full of grace, full of compassion, and especially for those who are hurting. This is His nature all the time. This is His dealings with people. He's full of mercy, grace, and compassion. But He manifests, He extends this mercy and grace and compassion, especially to those who are hurting. The Bible reveals that God is the healing God. It is His character. It is His way. It is His desire. He has great compassion and mercy for those who have been hurt. Why has God revealed these things about himself? Why has God made this known? Why did God go to the trouble of revealing himself as a healer, as the one who heals the brokenhearted, as the one who is merciful and gracious, as one who pities those who belong to him? He makes this known because he wants you to trust him for emotional healing. He does this. He reveals this about himself so that you will know and that you will trust him for the healing that you need in your life. He has done this that you might seek him and believe him for this work of healing in your life. Over and over and over again in the Word of God, God makes it clear, I am the healer. And he does this for your sake. He reveals this so that you might know it is his will, it is his purpose to heal you, that he wants to, that he desires to deal with the pain and the hurt in your life. So the first reason that you can trust God today for emotional healing in your life is that God has revealed himself. God has made himself known as the healer of the brokenhearted. The second biblical reason that you can trust God for emotional healing today is that God desires to create wholeness in your life. God wants to heal you. God wants to make you whole. He sent the Lord Jesus Christ for this purpose. Luke 19:10 is one of the most powerful and clear statements of why the Lord Jesus Christ came. The Word of God says in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." The word save in our text of Scripture means to make whole, to put back together again. And the picture is that of a shattered pot, a pot that falls and is shattered into all kinds of pieces and then is put back together. That is such a tremendous picture of what Jesus does in the lives of those who believe in him. That's a tremendous picture of what Jesus has come to do. Sin has shattered us. Sin has ruined us. It has damaged our emotions. Jesus has come to help us deal with the sinful, negative emotions in our life and to create the godly, positive emotions in our life. It is not God's will for you to have a broken heart. It's not God's will for you to be filled with pain and misery. It's not God's will for you to be riddled with sinful, negative emotions. It's not God's will for you to be overcome with guilt, shame, fear, and hopelessness. God has sent Jesus to set you free from these things. Jesus has entered the world to make you whole, to deal with the shattering effects of sin in your life. The Word of God says in Luke 4, verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind." What is Jesus' mission? He says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Jesus very clearly states and makes it known, I have come to heal the brokenhearted. The Father has sent me to put you back together. The Father sent me to take your shattered life, the hurt, the wounds, and the misery that come from sin, whether it's yours or somebody else's or a combination, to change you, to heal you, to make you whole. Today, do you see why you can trust God for emotional healing? God sent his own Son to make you whole. God sent Jesus that you might be made different, that you might have healing from your wounds, your pain, your misery, so that those negative, sinful emotions that plague your life can be dealt with, and that you can have the positive, godly emotions of the fruit of the Spirit. Christ came to deliver you. You can believe God for emotional healing because God sent his Son to make his will a reality in your life, which is to make you whole. Another reason that you can trust God for emotional healing is because Satan seeks to wound and hurt people emotionally. God wants to heal you, and he wants to create wholeness in your life. However, the devil wants to cause as much damage as possible in your life. The devil wants to turn you into an emotional wreck. He wants to turn you into someone who is filled with fear, with sense of worthlessness. He wants to fill your life with anger, jealousy, resentment, bitterness. He wants to absolutely destroy you physically, spiritually, and emotionally. The Word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." The word devour in our text of Scripture means to just absolutely destroy, to absolutely cripple, and to take away any life whatsoever. And that's Satan's purpose for your life. Satan longs to destroy you emotionally. He wants to turn you into an emotional cripple, to fill your life with guilt, with shame, and despair. It is his plan to make you feel angry, frustrated, hopeless, unloved. That's his will for your life. A couple of years ago, a tract came out entitled "God Loves You and Has a Wonderful Plan for Your Life." And I've often thought about writing a tract that would be very similar to that, but has a similar title, but a very different meaning. And it is, "Satan Hates You and Has a Terrible Plan for Your Life." That's an apt description of Satan. He hates you. He has a terrible plan for your life. That's what Jesus says in John 10:10. Jesus says in John 10:10, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." That's Satan's purpose. The only purpose that Satan has in your life is to wound you, to hurt you, to take away from you, to rob you. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to take your hope. He wants to kill your love. He wants to kill your relationships. He wants to destroy your heart. That's his will and his purpose for your life. But that is not God's will. And that is not God's purpose for your life. If you believe that you have to live with a broken heart, if you believe that you will never get better, that you'll always be frustrated, that you'll always be angry, that you'll always be bitter, that you'll always be jealous, that you'll always be resentful, that you're never going to get over these things, I am telling you today, that is from the devil. That is a lie from the very pit of hell. Today, if you feel like that you're worthless and that you're useless, that you don't matter, that there's no hope for you, you are listening to the lies of the enemy. Today, forsake the lies of the enemy. Today, don't believe the lies of Satan. Don't believe what he's trying to tell you, what he's trying to sell you, that you can't get better, that you can't get over these things, that you can't be healed. Don't listen to the lies and the half-truths of the enemy. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to the truth of God today. Satan wants to destroy you, to wound you and hurt you emotionally. And if Satan wants to do that, surely you can see the great need for personal healing in your life. Another biblical reason for believing God for emotional healing in your life is that Jesus has come to give you abundant life. In John 10:10, Jesus contrasts his work with that of Satan's work. Jesus' work is in total and complete opposition to that of Satan. The Word of God says that the devil is like a thief who has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus has come to give abundant life. And the abundant life is summarized in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. The Word of God says there, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law." This is the kind of life that Jesus has come to give you. This is what he desires for you to have. He wants you to have love instead of anger, joy instead of despair, peace instead of frustration. He wants you to have long-suffering instead of bitterness. He wants you to have kindness instead of unforgiveness, goodness instead of resentment, faithfulness instead of fear, gentleness instead of being on your guard, self-control instead of being out of control emotionally. This is the kind of life that Jesus has come to give you. Another biblical reason for believing in the healing power of God, for trusting God, for healing in your life, is that the condition of your heart determines your lifestyle. Your Heavenly Father desires that you live a life of compassion and ministry toward others. He longs for you to love and bless others. Yet, you can't do this if your heart is filled with hurt, pain, and unforgiveness. The condition of your heart is going to determine how you live your life. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." What is in your heart is going to govern your life. It is going to determine how you live. If you have a wounded heart, how can you bless, love, and minister to others? If you have bitterness in your heart, how can you show compassion to others? God wants to heal you so that you can live a life of blessing and love toward others. He wants to set you free that you can freely love and bless others in a way that will touch and change their lives. Another biblical reason for believing in and trusting in God's healing power is that God desires that your emotions glorify Him. The Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Everything in our lives is to honor God. Everything in our lives is to magnify God. It is to reveal how great God is. Sinful, negative emotions do not glorify God. Anger, bitterness, frustration, fear, guilt, worthlessness, and all the other negative sinful emotions, they do not glorify God. God wants to grant healing in your life that your emotions might honor Him. He wants to make you whole that your emotions might reveal how great that He is. He wants to make known His glory, His greatness, through you exercising the fruit of the Spirit in your life. A final reason today for believing God for emotional healing is that salvation brings a change in a person's life. The Word of God describes salvation in this way. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, the Word of God says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." When you gave your life to Christ, He gave you a new life. He is determined to change you, and this includes your emotions. You see, God didn't just save you to take you to heaven. God saved you to change you. God saved you to transform you, and this includes your emotional life. Coming to Christ was the beginning of a process of change. God wants to change your emotional life, to rid you of the sinful, negative emotions, and to create within you to manifest the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Today, God desires to grant emotional healing in your life. Yet you must seek Him for this. You must believe Him for this. Today, what we've covered, these are the building blocks for increasing your faith in Him. Today, won't you receive these truths? Won't you let them sink deep in your heart? Won't you believe them? And won't you by faith claim them and seek God for the healing in your life? What is it that you need God to do in your life today? What wounds, what negative emotions do you need God to touch you at and to bring about change in? The Word of God is clear today. It is manifestly clear. God is the healer. He is ready to heal. He is willing to heal. He has sent His Son for the purpose of granting change and healing in your life. Today, won't you by faith cry out for this? Won't you today by faith claim this and receive it in the name of Jesus? Father, I pray for each one that hears this, that today they would believe as never before the truth that You're the healer. That today they would know, that today they would believe it, and today they'd claim it. And I pray that You would touch them and heal them at their point of need. Holy Spirit, search the heart and the life of each person. And I pray that You would open their eyes to see the wounds, the negative, sinful emotions that need to be dealt with, and that today they would begin experiencing the power of God in emotional healing. For it's in the name of Jesus I pray this. Amen.